From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is in Brussels taking part in a two-day NATO summit. Shortly before arriving, he tweeted that many countries in NATO are not only short of their current commitment of 2%, but are delinquent for years in payments that have not been made. He spoke about it before leaving Washington.
It's not a question, really, I think, of European powers being delinquent in their payments or owing the US money in this sense. I think that there's a recognition that European countries do need to spend more on defense and are working towards that. There are an estimated 15 or 16 NATO countries which will, I think, reach the 2% GDP target by 2024. But the commitment on their part was always to work towards that target. That is the language in the commitment, rather than definitively reach that target.
Security analyst Joe Burton, a senior lecturer at the University of Waikato, New Zealand, who said spending will likely be the top issue at the summit. He said Mr. Trump has mischaracterized the nature of the commitments made by other member states. Mr. Trump is also expected to affirm U.S. support for the NATO Charter Article 15 provision, whereby an attack on one member is considered an attack on all. A spokeswoman for the U.N. Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights said Tuesday that more than 230 civilians were killed and dozens of women and girls raped in attacks earlier this year.
In attacks by government and allied forces and armed youth on these villages in opposition-controlled areas.
The global agency said elderly and disabled civilians were burned alive in the attack on dozens of villages between April 16 and 24 in Unity State in what could have been war crimes. This is VOA News.